Well, hello. This is Diane Urbani de la Paz with What's Out There, a guide to connecting with the arts and nature while staying close to home for the weekend of July 24th, 2020. I have good news on the art front here. The Port Townsend School of the Arts, which has its Grover Gallery downtown on Taylor Street, gives us two ways to plunge into visual splendor. The physical gallery is open from noon until 5 o'clock, Thursdays through Sundays, and it is not only showing gorgeous paintings by five local artists, it also has art masks for sale. They're made by Max Grover, who puts a little message inside each package. "Strap some fun on your face," it says. If you prefer to explore the Port Townsend School of the Arts show from the comfort of your home computer, find the one with the biggest screen and take the virtual tour of the gallery. That awaits you at ptschoolofthearts.org. The tour shows you the work and lets you hear straight from the artists about their creative process and their sources of inspiration. Then there's the Northwind Arts Center, with a show starring more than 30 artists. The glorious gallery awaits on Water Street at Quincy and at northwindarts.org. The first thing that struck me when I walked in was a view of a lavender field from the air, created by former Hollywood set designer James Ferreira of Port Ludlow. His sculptural painting is titled Lavender Sunset. When I turned around to look at another wall, I saw Squim painter Jinx Bryant's Flurry of Poppies, and I was transported. Those are just a few of the artists in Northwind's showcase. The exhibit also has luscious flowers and native canoes painted by Michelle Soderstrom, splendid bird life photographed by Carrie Tremaine, and geototem sculptures by Kim Simonelli. Together, they give us the beauty of the natural world distilled into their art. In other news, Northwind and the Port Townsend School of the Arts are in the process of merging to provide us with even more in the way of art programming. If you're looking for something delicious to read along with something good to eat, I want to let you know about the Friends of the Port Townsend Library's pop-up book sale at the Farmers Market on Saturday. I saw the tables there last week, and I appreciated the way the library folks were welcoming people wearing masks and practicing social distancing, like the rest of the market. There was also a basket of free books for children right by the hand sanitizer. The pop-up book sale will run for the duration of Saturday's Port Townsend Farmers Market on Tyler Street, uptown, from 9 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. And just a quick reminder, this Saturday also brings the stay-home party called Dancing for the Stars. It's a fundraiser for the Star of Hope Children's Center in Kenya, and it's loaded with humorous Beatles-inspired songs, a salsa-flavored dance lesson, and information about the kids who benefit from this annual event. The place to sign up is starofhopecenter.org. And that's center ending with R-E, since Kenya was a British colony. Local artist and author Dana Sullivan is the host of the party at 7 o'clock Saturday evening, along with his wife, Vicky Legman. They provide a carrot cake recipe as well as a kit for making festive party wear on that website, starofhopecenter.org. And that, my friends, is What's Out There. I'm Diane Urbani de la Paz, here for you on KPTZ. Thanks for listening.